Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my series, David Inherits a Kingdom. The series is progressing through a series of stories of civil wars, battles with the enemies, but now it's time for David to set up his kingdom. Step into my story and find out where David will build his capital city. David was now king over all of Israel. One of his first desires was to establish Jerusalem as the capital city of Israel and move the Ark of the Covenant to the capital. The Ark was currently at the house of Abinadab and needed to be moved to Jerusalem. King David had a new cart built to move the Ark. All sorts of new instruments were made: lyres, harps, tambourines, castanets, and cymbals. These instruments were to be used in the procession that would be moving the Ark. King David also gathered 30,000 men to move the Ark of the Covenant on that day. As the procession wound down the hill that day, the mood was of great jubilation. The ox pulling the cart had some problems navigating the path, and the Ark started to slip just a little bit. As Ezra put his hand out to steady the Ark, God struck him down immediately for his irreverence. As King David looked at the body next to the Ark of God, David became angry and was afraid and shouted, "How can the Ark of the Lord come to me?" The entire project was abandoned. Everyone went home. King David parked the Ark near the farm owned by Obed-Edom. It stayed there for 3 months, and during that time, God blessed his farm, and all the household prospered. How will King David move the Ark to Jerusalem? The Ark of God is so precious to King David, and he has a strong desire to have it with him in Jerusalem. It seems his plans to move the Ark have suddenly ended. David will try again in 3 months after consulting his God. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.